Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, April 10th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 46 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As residents of Odessa mark the 78th anniversary of their liberation from Nazi forces, they are bracing for a potential Russian invasion of their city. Russian plans to take control of the strategic Black Sea port and the entire Donbas region have been pushed forward in light of news that Russian President Vladimir Putin has appointed General Alexander Dvornikov as theater commander of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. More evidence of war crimes continues to be uncovered in the wake of the withdrawal of Russian forces from areas around Kyiv, with intercepted communications from Russian troops detailing targeted shelling of residential areas, along with the deliberate murder and rape of Ukrainian civilians, including children. Air raid sirens sounded across Poland this morning to commemorate the 12th anniversary of the fatal presidential plane crash in Smolensk, western Russia. The mayors of several cities, including Warsaw and Łódź, appealed to the ruling government to cancel the sirens out of concern the sound might trigger traumatic memories among refugees from Ukraine currently in Poland. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki responded to their requests on Saturday, telling the media that Ukrainian refugees had already been sent information via text message about the purpose of the sirens. The Smolensk tragedy took the lives of then-President Lech Kaczyński and First Lady Maria Kaczyńska, along with 94 other Polish political and military figures. The Smolensk air disaster is still a source of bitter dispute in Poland, with a team of investigators appointed by the ruling Peace Party conducting probes into the causes of the crash. Polish President Andrzej Duda and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen were in Warsaw yesterday to participate in a special pledging event as part of the Stand Up for Ukraine campaign. According to von der Leyen, the global Stand Up for Ukraine campaign has raised over 9 billion euro for refugee relief, adding that the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development earmarked another 1 billion euro for refugees fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday's event was the culmination of an ongoing social media campaign launched by the European Commission and the Government of Canada in partnership with the international advocacy organization Global Citizen. Addressing the gathering via a video link, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the courage of his fellow Ukrainians, who have shown they are not afraid of massive missile strikes, Russian aircraft, and never-ending tank columns. Lechia Gdańsk fans are still celebrating after defeating Brukbet Termelice Nechicha 2-0 last night at PGA Arena in Gdańsk. Łukasz Zwoleński started things off early with a hat trick in the 11th minute, with team captain Flavio Paiszał sealing a victory for Lechia with his goal in additional time. And in other football news, it was announced last week that Lechia Gdańsk will host the Ukrainian football team Shakhtar from Donetsk this week in a charity football match. The match will take place on Thursday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. in Polsat Plus Arena. All proceeds from the match will be donated to efforts to support Ukraine and Ukrainian refugees.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cold, with a good chance for rain showers in the morning and a strong breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a high around 9 degrees centigrade or 49 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain returning later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.